Hello, my name is Adam Barillet, and today I'm going to take you on a guided forest bathing journey through nature. The exploration of forest bathing began in Japan. Here, it is known as Shinrin-yoku. In Japan in 1992, a national health program began encouraging people to take some time away from big cities, technology, and artificial stimulus, and spend time in nature. We all know that we feel better when we spend time in nature. But around this time, Japanese researchers started to discover it's not just in our mind. There is now scientific evidence that shows that time in nature benefits the body, the mind, the heart, and the spirit. To start this journey, I encourage you to find a place in nature. Although bushland or forest is ideal, where you're away from all the sounds of humanity, even walking through a park or along the streets and observing the gardens or your own garden will suffice. I encourage you to leave behind your camera, music, your phone, or at least turn them on silent to avoid all distractions and become present in this moment. Let's begin. Start to walk. However, I want you to walk slower than you normally would. Forest bathing is about using your senses to take in your surroundings. As you walk, notice what is around you. Pay attention to each tree, how the leaves move in the wind, the color of the flowers. Can you see any animals? Is the sunlight filtering through the branches? Again, this is not about getting somewhere. It's about soaking in your surroundings. Pause when something catches your eye and take some time to look closely. I'm now going to go quiet for a few minutes just to allow you to be totally present. I'll rejoin you with some more guidance soon. Wherever you are in your walk now, I want you to choose one plant that catches your eye. Take a few moments to really look at the traits. Look at the color of the bark, the stalk, the leaves. What shape are the leaves? Can you see any insects on this plant? What else do you notice? Observe the natural patterns of nature. Allow a childlike sense of wonder and fascination to emerge within you, and take a few minutes to really study this plant or tree. And when you are ready, continue your wander through nature. I now invite you to become aware of the sounds around you. I'll turn the background music off so you can just hear my voice. What can you hear? Birds? The song of cicadas? Any other animals? Maybe the sound of the wind blowing through the trees. Is there any water running near you? If you feel comfortable, close your eyes for a moment and really listen. Pause and notice the sounds that are closest to you. Now stretch your attention as far as you can. What can you hear in the far-off distance? And then, as you continue to walk, keep listening to the sounds around you. Forest bathing is about using all of your senses to immerse yourself in the natural world. Become aware of your sense of touch. Is the wind blowing right now? Is the sun shining on you? Can you feel the sun or wind on your skin? What's the surrounding temperature? As you continue to walk, stop occasionally and touch different plants and trees, as well as the soil or rocks. Feel the delicate nature of a petal of a flower. Notice the bark on a tree as you rub your hand against it. How does it feel? And how does it make you feel? At your own leisure, continue walking and just pausing occasionally to explore more deeply something that you find using your sense of touch. Become aware of your breath now. Can you deepen it a little? If any unwanted thoughts start to creep in, let them go with a deep exhale. Breathe in the fresh air that is gifted to you now by the plants and the trees. Plants and trees release oxygen, which we need for our well-being. And as we exhale, we release carbon dioxide, which the plants and trees need for their survival. So, through the simple act of breathing and being aware of our breath, we can become aware of our connection with the plant kingdom. Now, as you breathe deeply, notice any smells floating on the wind. How does your little slice of nature smell? Researchers have found that large trees release particles called phytoncides, which help to calm the body, soothe the mind, balance the emotions, and awaken the spirit. Pause again to either smell a flower or rub a eucalyptus leaf between your hands, warming and releasing some of the oil, and then savor that beautiful aroma gifted to you by nature. Pick up some earth and experience its rich aroma Do these smells remind you of anything? As you begin to walk again, feel free to pause and smell anything that catches your eye. For our final activity today, we're going to use many of our senses to get to know a tree. Look around you and find a tree that you're attracted to. Walk towards it and using your senses of sight, smell, and touch, explore this tree. Take a few minutes to understand this tree. Does it have an energy? Does your tree have a personality? I wonder what its name would be. You might even like to sit by the tree, leaning against it, feeling its strength and the support that it offers you. The time has come for me to leave you now. Feel free to continue your journey through nature as long as you please. Keep on using your senses to explore your surroundings as you slowly walk. When you get home, you may like to take a few minutes to engage in your final sense. That's taste. Take a few minutes to enjoy a cup of tea or a small nourishing snack. Ideally something that grew close to you, where you live. Use the same slow, deliberate nature to enjoy this snack. I encourage you to spend time in nature as often as you can. However, another exciting discovery was made by Japanese researchers exploring forest bathing. Remember those phytoncides I mentioned before? Well, those phytoncides are also found in essential oils that are gifted to us by big trees. Think black spruce, Douglas fir, Siberian fir, cypress, cedarwood, arborvitae, juniper berry, eucalyptus, lemon eucalyptus, and even frankincense. Diffusing these, as well as doTERRA blends like Midnight Forest, Northern Escape, and Forgive, can have a similar effect of being out in nature. So, on days you can't be in nature, you can bring nature into your home. Thank you for joining me on this journey, and thank you for taking this time for yourself today to deepen your connection with nature.